Good morning. Brother Ronald here. I want to bring to you a reality that is coming to me about our wonderful Savior and what he had to go through and what we don't go through. In Psalms 22, verse 1, it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? In the words of my roaring. And we know that David was speaking here, and this is a place where David, he felt like God had completely left him, had completely forsaken him. The second verse says, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the nighttime, and I am not, and am not silent. And I believe many of us can reflect with his words. We're going through a difficult time in our lives. We're like, God, why has thou forsaken us? Why don't you help us? Why don't you hear me anymore? I think we all go through those times, and we can see here that David did. The beautiful thing about David here, he goes through this whole Psalm 22. I'd recommend you read it sometime. And he goes through the whole Psalm just bemoaning the fact that his enemies are campus about him, and he's having such a hard time going through life. But then in the end of the chapter, you see that he's rejoicing. But I want us to look at something, and I want this reality to hit us, because there's times we struggle about why God? Why are you not with us at this time? But God has given us a promise that stands for all the Christians of this day, in this day and age. It stands as a cornerstone. It can be a cornerstone in your life. If you're walking through a hard time, this promise can be a cornerstone in your life, one that you look back to. God, you promised this. And I want us to see, I want us to allow the reality of it to hit our heart. You find this in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So here you see that God has promised. And I realize it's an Old Testament promise, but it's a promise that is given to God, to the children of God. And if you're a child of God, then you can hold on to that promise. And I'm going to read it again. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And that is very true. God will never fail or forsake you. As long as you're walking in the presence of God, as long as you're walking with God, he will always be there with you. Now I want us to see something else. Jesus came to this earth. He came to this earth for one reason, and that was a few reasons, but one of them was to die on the cross. And because God is the one who sustains life, he's the one who's keeping me and you alive today. As long as God was with Jesus, he could not die. God had to forsake Jesus when he was on the cross, that he could die. Now, what if this fear, the agony that comes from Jesus at that time, at a time when God forsook Jesus, that he could die for our sins? We find this in Matthew 27, chapter 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani. That is, say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And you say, wait a minute, why? You promised God to not forsake us. But here you had to forsake your own son. And it's simply because Jesus could not die until the presence of the living God left and went away from him. Then Jesus could die. And you could see the agony in Jesus at that time. And that's why I want us to realize, because Jesus went to that cross, died on the cross, God has promised he would not forsake him. Even a saint dying in Jesus does not have to go through that forsaken, of God forsaking them. God has promised to never forsake us as his children. And once you just wrap hold of that reality and allow it to sink into your heart, that God has promised to never forsake you. Jesus was forsaken by God so that he can die. But if you're in Christ and you die in Christ, you go straight to the presence of God. You are not forsaken by God. So no matter what hard things you walk through, no matter what difficult things you walk through, God has promised to never forsake you. Jesus was forsaken by God so that you can die and not be forsaken as long as you're a child of God. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.